Maybe Anthony Richardson can cheer up.
Well, somebody's already came for him.
I was going to say cheerio, but I was like, no, I need to stop. So,
cheerio.
All right, so we know he was benched and going into this week for the Colts. And, of course, that was after their loss to the Texans, a game in which he needed to check himself out of the game because he said he was tired. So now Coach Shane Steichen has announced that Joe Flacco is going to be their starter this weekend. So here's Richardson on what he's learned from all this.
He just told me that they were going to go with Joe, you know, and that was that. And, you know, I just had to just take the information and just, you know, just grow.
Did he explain why?
No, not necessarily. You know, of course it hurts. As a competitor, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week. But, you know, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes.
And I'm pretty sure Steichen came out later and said, no, it's not just this week.
Yeah,
he did.
This is moving forward.
To say he's learned from his mistakes then. So what I'm curious to know, I didn't mean to cut you off, what he looks at as the mistake. Was the mistake not being in peak condition to play in the NFL game? Was the mistake openly admitting
that's a good point
that too. You needed to come out because you were tired?
Yeah.
Fake an injury, dude.
That's what I said yesterday. Like, just grab your knee. You get a calf cramp. You know what I mean? You got a calf cramp.
He knocked the wind out of him.
He wouldn't have been the first one, I'm sure, that would have just grabbed your calf and be like, I got a cramp.
I need a breather.
Yeah.
But don't tell anybody that.
I mean, it's bad optics because of the leadership, and that's what he talked about, right?
Here's the problem. Anthony Richardson is going to be affected by where we are at in this world and in the NFL right now. In fact, Anthony Richardson is a extremely talented football player, athlete, whatever you want to say. But he's been thrust into a position that he's not necessarily ready for because he didn't start but maybe like 12 games in college.
You mean playing-wise or
playing
you mean leadership?
Okay. Well, I think both, actually. Yeah. Both, actually.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. And he we're in a league where if you draft a guy as high as you draft him, he has to play right away. And that's the way the league's set up now. You just don't draft guys anymore that high and make them sit. And it all now Penix, I know, is one. I know, but that was to me, it's a little bit different because they're a team that thought they could win now.
Yes,
and they've got a GM that's been there for a few years, and basically he's built the roster up, and they're like, go win now, let a guy sit, you won't be here for a while. But the Colts, we're in a different situation. They had a new head coach come over. The GM had been there a while. And they went and drafted a guy like, what was Anthony Richardson's, like 4, 3, 5, something like that?
Yeah, 3 or 4.
And so you're in that position. You got to win. You sit out all of last year, almost all of last year, because of an injury. What was he doing last year?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. They knew that this was a possibility. Otherwise, why do you go out and sign Joe Flacco? Like, you go out and get Joe Flacco, you let Gardner Minshew walk. You knew that this was going to be a possibility at some point this season. Otherwise, you don't worry about it. Like, if you feel good about Anthony Richardson, you go out and just get, you know, whoever backup. Joe Flacco, you bring him in not only to help Richardson with leadership, with X's and O's, but you also are like, man, it's kind of an insurance policy. Like, we feel like we've got a good team, the quarterback position being the one question mark.
But that was probably centered around health issues, right? Like, you have Joe Flacco, you want a capable backup. It wasn't around your quarterback in what week? Is this week 8 or week 9?
Yeah.
Where he's checking himself out of a game. That's my real question is, we're into week 9 or week 8 when this happened, and you checked yourself out then saying you were tired. So there's... I'm not trying to say something else is going on there. It's just very interesting to me that you've played through most of these games because we have seen Flacco before, but you're tired in this one.
Well, I'll say this. Here, you know, it's kind of, first off, I think Shane Steichen and is it Chris Ballard?
Yes, their GM? Chris Ballard's the GM.
He's probably, they go, dude, this is a team we can win with, and we need to show, and Steichen definitely, because look at Kevin Stefanski, what he's shown that he can do, that he can make the playoffs without a starting quarterback, and that shows that he can do it. So you give yourself more time, but also the fact that I'm supposed to believe in you, or you, and you're gonna have one play where you run around and you're gonna tap your helmet. That's not, like that makes me think. What does the locker room think about Anthony Richardson? Mm. And I know that
not good.
And look, you can name all types of mobile quarterbacks that have not tapped their head after a big scramble. And this guy does. What? How? It doesn't all like make sense, but if you want to read between the lines, it all does make sense.
And before we move on, too, Steichen, the coaching though has been there. You did it with Garner Minshew. You were kind of knocking on the door a couple two seasons last season. Gosh,
you actually had
Minshew's been everywhere. So, yeah, you had a shot, and when Richardson was out, so well, I just wanted to point that out.
Here's what I'll say, and my last thing is, quarterbacks don't do as much conditioning wise during practice as other positions do. But I know you've seen it, and you've probably seen it too, Tiff. Where how many times you see Matt Ryan and the quarterbacks, Chris Redman, be whoever it was, stay after practice and run half gassers, full gassers, hundreds, whatever it is, and make sure they get that conditioning in. And Matt wasn't running 50 yards on a scramble either. You know what I mean? So it's interesting to me, and it shows a lack of maturity. And I just throw it out there. Like, to me, it's just an absolute lack of maturity and understanding of the situation you've been and what you've been given. All right. And yeah. I think that Joe Flacco has a lot of, I don't know, I think he's thankful for where he's at. I'll just say that.
And there's no doubt he can come back from this, Richardson. I mean, this is a growing moment. Sure. This is a growing moment.
Like we said, top draft pick.
Look at a guy like Geno Smith has had his ups and downs in the NFL, and now he's that guy up in Seattle. So he can definitely come back from this.